While trading in virtual money means growth for online communities, it can mean a prison sentence for executives in the real world, as the recent wave of corporate scandals suggests. Today, a plea agreement with Lee Fastow, the wife of Enron's former chief financial officer Andrew Fastow, broke down. Fastow is accused of helping her husband hide millions in funds. In January, she agreed to plead guilty, but that deal broke down today. Joining us now from her office in Houston, Texas, is Mary Flood, legal reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She's been covering the Enron case, and thanks very much for joining us today.
My pleasure, Neil.
What was Lee Fastow accused of?
She is accused of six counts. She only pled guilty to one. The one she pled guilty to was that she hid, she lied about $47,000 one year on her tax return, that it was illegal gotten gains, and she pretended it was gifts.
What did she stand to gain by pleading guilty?
If she pled guilty, she hoped to get only 5 months in prison and 5 months under home confinement. That was the deal that the prosecutors agreed to. They took it to the judge, who today said, no dice. He shot them down and said that he would sentence her someplace between 10 months in prison and 16 months in prison, likely. And she wasn't willing to risk that and said she'd rather go to trial. When she said that, the government said, well, we're going to use all six counts that we ever had against you. So four are tax counts, two are conspiracy counts. That's now what she faces, all six.
Now, all of this, the charges against her and the plea agreement with her, was really seen as basically a lever in the case against her husband.
That's exactly correct. Many legal experts think that she was accused of something the government might otherwise have overlooked, largely because they wanted to use her to get her husband to plead out. And it worked. The government and the defense attorneys told the judge that she was pivotal in getting her husband to plead out and cooperate with the government. The government said that Andrew Fastow's testimony has helped lead them to the indictment of Jeff Skilling, the former CFO, Rick Causey, the former chief accounting officer, and that he will lead to others. And the major other left out there is Ken Lay, the former chairman of Enron.
Who has yet to be charged.
He has yet to be charged or indicted, though that is, the grand jury has definitely been investigating him in the last couple of months.
So where does the deal with her husband stand now?
According to the government today, they said both in Washington and Andrew Weissman, the Enron Task Force director, said in Houston outside the courthouse that is a separate deal. It still stands. It is not contingent upon the Lee's deal going through. He basically said they did it together, but they don't come apart together.
Why did the deal break down, do you think?
With
Lee.
It was the judge. As one fairly wise lawyer here said, you attempt to undermine this judge's authority and he will bristle like a cornered cat. The judge decided that he didn't like the looks of it, even though it was probably near the average sentence for a case like this, a tax case, even though she was a first-time offender and they often get probation, much less a split sentence like hers. For some reason, he bristled at it, and he wouldn't explain the reason. He wouldn't let the lawyers talk this morning. He wouldn't explain himself. He wouldn't let anyone even leave the courtroom this morning.
But the impression is he thought the government was being too lenient in agreeing to this deal.
Yes, he definitely left that impression, both in a statement he made well before he ever should have talked about it when the plea was first brought to him, and today when he said he would stay within the guidelines, which are 10 to 16 months. She went to court thinking, I'm going to prison for 5 months, and she could have left going for 16 months. He left that impression today as well.
Now, the Fastows have small children, and as I understand, another motivation for all of this on their part was that she thought she could serve her time while he was out of prison and could be with the kids, and then by the time she's done, he would then go to prison.
Yeah, that is something that they've definitely talked about. It's something that's also caused a lot of people to call in to us and say just about everybody in prison has kids, what's up? But Mr. Fastow, because he's cooperating with the government, he's not likely to go to prison for a year or 2 years because these trials will be over before he goes to prison. So she could certainly serve her sentence in that time, and that could still happen because the judge has set her trial for June 2nd in Brownsville, Texas, a border town with Mexico down at the southern tip of Texas.
Why in Brownsville as opposed to Houston, where the alleged crime took place?
I guess he likes heat. I don't know. I've only ever been there for hurricanes, Neil. It was always very wet. It is. It's in the same district that we're in, which is there's a legal preference for that. And also, it's probably one of the few places in Texas or in the country where she might be able to get a fair trial because people there aren't going to have heard about Enron because they don't look north to Houston. They look south to Mexico. Matamoros is right across a little bridge, and the town is largely Hispanic, very, very young, democratic, something you don't find in other parts of Texas, but also not very rich. It's not going to be a great place to be a rich lady on trial.
Mary Flood, thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Mary Flood, legal reporter for the Houston Chronicle. She's been covering the Enron case and joins us from the federal courthouse in Houston, Texas. In Washington, I'm Neil Conan, NPR News.